Now, it's almost 4 years since Robert Pether was arrested in Iraq, the Australian national who's been living in Elphin in County Roscommon with his family, was jailed in 2021 on fraud charges. The UN has described it as an arbitrary detention. A mechanical engineer, Mr. Pether, had gone to Iraq to rebuild its central bank headquarters in Baghdad. But towards the end of the project, a contract dispute arose between the bank and his employer, CME Consulting. Mr. Pether and his Egyptian colleague, Khalid Radwan, were arrested and later put in prison after the bank accused the men of stealing money from the project. We're joined now by our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey. Sinead, you've been speaking to Flynn Pether, one of Robert Pether's sons. Can you bring us up to date with this case and what happened in January this year when the family believed Robert was going to be released?
Yes, Justin. So the family were led to believe that on January the 8th this year, Robert was going to be released, having served 4 years in prison. And when that date came around, there was radio silence. And the next thing the family heard was that new charges had been brought against the men. And this time the charges were for money laundering. The money laundering charges appeared to be linked to Robert Pether's acceptance of a salary from CME Consulting, which had been hired to construct a new headquarters for the central bank before the project broke down and a dispute over payments arose. Now, we know that the UN has investigated this case, and in February of 2023, the International Chamber of Commerce's Court of Arbitration ruled that Iraq's central bank was at fault in this dispute with CME, and it ordered it to pay $13 million to the company. But that's been ignored. What's concerning about these new charges and what the family and lawyers are concerned about is that these charges have a maximum sentence of 15 years in jail and a financial penalty of up to $100 million against the two employees personally. Now, Flynn Pether has been telling me about his father, his declining health and the impact that these new charges have had on him.
His health is at a constant decline. So previously to him being arrested, he'd had health concerns. And since being incarcerated, not being able to access proper physicians and proper medical expertise as well has led to his health declining. And we do worry for him constantly. And there's also the fear that he could just be moved to a different prison and then we'd no longer be able to contact him, or the lawyers will no longer be able to find him. Or in this case, with the new money laundering charges, they've reopened the civil suit as well for an additional, I think it's $50 million. And with that, if that money isn't paid, which I don't know about you, but two employees coming up with the net sum of $120 million is not a feasible amount. And so if this monetary amount isn't paid, they're able to be incarcerated indefinitely. And with his health concerns, so these health concerns are mostly for like skin cancer and melanoma and stuff like that, because dad has had a very spotted past with it as well, where he actually has been diagnosed with melanoma in the past. And so with that, being incarcerated indefinitely is actually effectively a death sentence by arbitration.
That's Flynn Pether there, Sinead, and his father, Robert Pether, is back in court at the end of March. Do the family believe it's possible to secure his release at that stage?
Well, Flynn said the family have to hold on to some hope, and they're appealing for more support to secure his release, and particularly from the Australian government. So Robert is an Australian citizen. All his family are Irish citizens, and they had been living in Elphin in County Roscommon for the past number of years. They say that the Irish government has provided a lot of support, and they're trying to get Robert's Irish citizenship sorted, but that is a long and difficult process given the fact that he's in prison. They have good legal representation, they say, in find any country outside of Iraq, they claim that this case would have been thrown out. As I mentioned earlier, there have been two ICC rulings against Iraq. A UN report in 2022 determined that the case contravened international law and that Robert Pether and his colleague Khalid Radwan had been subjected to abusive and coercive interrogations. But 4 years on, they remain in jail, and now these fresh charges are hanging over them. Flynn Pether says it's very difficult for the family. They can't contemplate what might happen next, and the stress of it all is taking its toll mentally, physically and financially.
We're forced into a situation where we have to liquidate pretty much everything, our entire livelihoods, and it's a constant struggle. And we're looking at selling our house at the moment to continue fighting the battle. We've tried pursuing it on our own. We're 120,000 in out-of-pocket legal expenses. And we've been through court 3 or 4 times now. We've had good lawyers. We've had good representation. In any case outside of Iraq, this case would have been thrown out. And it's a case where we need to call for Iraq to be accountable for its actions in terms of arbitrarily holding people, not following due process, and not acknowledging ICC casings and rulings both in Paris and the Netherlands. And it's just a call for accountability, and we really need to just all band together, especially behind the backing of the European Union as well and the UN Arbitrary Detention Working Group, where there was a case through there as well that was upheld. And so there's all this evidence clearly saying they're innocent. There's 5 years worth of evidence nearly proving their innocence, and it's just being ignored consistently. And so if it continues to be ignored, it's going to be an indefinite life sentence, because he's even claimed it himself. He can't go through these court cases again and again. It's for him, it's a groundhog day. Effectively, he's living out the same day in the same court case, because every time they go to court, it's already a foregone conclusion. So no matter how hard they try to defend themselves, they're going to be convicted anyway.
Now, the Department of Foreign Affairs has said it is actively engaged on the case of Mr. Pether, but it does point out that Mr. Pether is an Australian national, so it's the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade that is the relevant consular authority for this case. It's in regular contact with the Pether family, it said, and they have raised, the Irish officials have raised the case with the Iraqi embassy in Dublin and in visits to Baghdad by Ireland's ambassador to Iraq and directly by Irish ministers with the Iraqi minister. And the department said it will continue those efforts until Mr. Pether is released. And for its part, Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has said that it's consistently advocated for Mr. Pether, making almost 200 representations to the Iraqi government, including, it said, at the highest level.
All right, Sinead, thank you very much for that. That is our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.